Made in America. The red, white, and blue. I stand for her honor. The flag and our troops. I'm proud of my country. What she's done for me. We're made in America. Land of the free.
Hello everybody and welcome to the newest episode of the Who's Who Top 30 Countdown. We are the Night Owl Country Band, the host of this here show, a fantastic artist from sea to shining sea, and with some international artists
peppered in.
My name is Matt Lee, and I'm here with
John Barr.
John, we had some guests with us here the last couple weeks, some of the owlets, the newbies, getting their little toe wet in the on the Who's Who Countdown.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Yeah.
They did a good job.
Yeah.
For a first time.
Yeah, first time home buyer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was good to have them on here. But now it's back to the original guys.
The original outlaws.
That's right. And that's because outlaws
never die.
That's right. We never die. All right, John, we are looking at the top 30 of the best independent artists. You see the list today. We have some new debuts. You see some familiar faces. This is going to be a great countdown.
It is, yeah.
Let's go ahead and get it started.
First off.
Oh, before we get started.
I'm on the backside of a sinus infection, so if I don't sound right, that's the reason why.
Oh.
It's all breaking loose.
I thought you sounded a little bit more like Taylor Swift.
Kind of, yeah. Swifty.
That's something funny. There was a group of guys that were at the bar that we played at the American Legion in Edinburgh this last weekend. There's a few big boys that were sitting there at the bar. They kept on getting these little shots with some kind of coconut, pineapple, something or another. It's kind of a fruity drink, okay. Some kind of shot. And they kept getting them. And finally, the guy turned around to me and he said, "You want one of these?" And he kind of stuttered a little bit. He'd been drinking a lot. And I said, "Were you getting ready to say it? A Taylor Swift drink?" And it took off. Everybody's ordering the Taylor Swift drink. And it was those little shots with pineapple and coconut in it.
Did you drink one?
No, I didn't. They gave me a shot of Fireball and I took it out to Tim. Yeah.
And Brandon. Yeah.
Yeah, they bought me two shots of Fireball and I gave it to two different people. I didn't even drink one.
I would have done the same thing.
Yeah. I like Fireball, but I just wasn't in the mood for it that day. All right, John, you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's divil in. Not devil, divil.
Let's get started.
All right, coming in at number 30.
Bubba Wesley with Falling Star, a debut.
You're like a needle to the vein, driving me insane. You're like a light after midnight, straight to my brain. Sun won't make it all better, 'cause we get high, we burn bright, we come down like a falling star.
Lindsey Buchanan at number 29, Hold You Down, up one spot.
Baby, won't you
also up one spot at number 28, Austin Dixon with Southern Town.
I don't smoke, but I
can't remember who I was before I loved that taste. Ain't it a thing of beauty hearing them Mowgli's whisper to me, seeing Oklahoma sun come setting down on another long night in a southern town.
Coming in at number 27, Mick Mason with Kiss Me Tipsy, also up one spot.
What's happening right now? Why is the world spinning round? What kind of high can this be? All I know is it's not whiskey, and all you did was kiss me. I guess you must have kissed me tipsy.
Number 26, The Legend.
Yeah.
The Legend. Richard Lynch with Right Where He Ought to Be.
And that's a debut, Right Where He Ought to Be.
Right Where He Ought to Be, yes. Debuted on this countdown.
Yeah.
With his third grade education and him surviving the Great Depression, he knew he could do anything he wanted to do. Oh, and then one day a letter came, said you'll be fighting in Korea for the USA. Get your things together, Uncle Sam is needing you.
Coming in at number 25, Wilder Wilson, I Ain't No Quitter, moving up two spots. We have a high debut this week, John.
High?
Yeah, very high. Number 24. That's a high debut for the top 30 countdown.
Yep.
Coming in at number 24, he's no stranger to the top 30 countdown. It's Jackson Wagner, and speaking of going up, his song's called The Rapture. That's kind of cool, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's number 24.
I'm the half a man I used to be back in my day. I used to have it all, then it all just went away. And I go dancing with the devil, but he don't like to leave. Well, I'm caught up in the rapture of the babies in my mind because you leave.
Coming in at number 23, Haley Verall with Late Bloomer, moving up three spots.
I'm a late bloomer, took me a little more time. A late bloomer, sometimes you gotta try a little harder than you think, 'cause nothing comes for free if you're anything like me. You're a
coming in at number 22, The Castellos, Number 7 Road, moves up two spots.
Oh, Number 7 Road, won't you take me home?
Won't you take me
out there where my roots run deep, strong just like that old oak tree. Oh, you're running in my blood, built in my bones. And who I am and where I stand.
Take me home, won't you take me home?
comes with a Stanley, Nash Stanley. You like Nash Stanley?
Like the cup?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Nash Stanley cup.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
The one all the girls are walking around with, their pinkies hanging out?
No, he has nothing to do with pinkies.
Oh, okay.
No, no, no. He's feeling so bar so good.
Ah.
Yeah, that's Nash Stanley coming in at number 21, moving up three spots.
They say you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning. Couple weeks out on a wild goose chase, day drinking ain't ever been boring. This adventure started on a dare nobody thought we would. When they ask us how it's going, we just say, so far, so good.
Probably feeling good because he's got a Stanley Cup.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet. That's what Heidi felt good when I got her one for Christmas. She thought she was bougie.
Okay.
Yeah. There's that word.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, coming in at number 20. Casey Kearney with Born to Rodeo. Up two spots.
If he never is a legend in the Cowboy Hall of Fame, I'll still be right here cheering his name. He can't get enough, only runs through his blood. That boy was born, born to rodeo.
Mackenzie McKeady at number 19 with Powder Keg, also up two spots.
Yeah, you crumbled our foundation, built the bricks we laid by hand. Then you set loose with the wrecking ball that crushed our wedding bands. My heart's like smoking residue from the barrel of a gun. And this keg will blow your cheating heart.
Blame It on Me by Adam Johnson at number 18.
I bet you blame it on, I bet you blame it on me. I bet you're telling all her your friends that are cheat. I bet you're turning around, telling everyone else how it's all my fault. I bet you blame it on.
Honest Family Outlaws at number 17 with Made, also up two spots. Esther Von Comer at number 16 with We Are Still Apart. She is also up two spots.
So it's better now to get your head on straight and you figure out who's gonna stay. 'Cause his love was never meant to be for now. But I cried the tears, felt despair and doubt. It's too late for me, you're in my heart. Not to
kind of going to the two spotters again, aren't we?
We are, yeah. Seems to be a pattern.
That's right. Coming in at number 15, Jeremy Parsons. He's starting to move down the list, but he was a former number one, Life Worth Dying For, at number 15.
Oh, I lived a life worth dying for. Oh, I smiled and I laughed till I cried. Yeah, I learned and I loved falling and stood back up. When I could, I did all I could do. Don't know about you, but I'll say this
Coming in at number 14, Jennifer Alvarado, Colorado, moving up three spots. You ever been to Colorado?
No, but I've been to Alvarado.
Alvarado, Texas?
No, I just was going with her last name and the rhyme, you know.
It sounded good.
It did for a minute.
All right, Colorado at number 14.
Damn you, Colorado, Rocky Mountains on a bad road. He swore that he loved me, so I gave him everything. Then 10 miles south of Boulder, he told me we were over, that he'd met somebody, and I'm just a memory. So damn you, Colorado.
Coming in at lucky number 13, the Woodpeckers, Big Jim Stomps. You like that one?
I do. It's a catchy name.
We were talking about that before the show. That's a clever name.
It is.
And it keeps stomping its way. It's stomped its way up to number 13.
Yep.
Moving up three more spots.
Street girls watch from windows, restless knowing eyes. Backdoor man at the devil's hand. Big Jim takes his time, honky tonk, outlaw shot. Big Jim stomps.
Coming in at number 12, White Sneakers, Hannah Strumner.
White sneakers and the blue jeans. I'm standing next to you, hoping that you're gonna find out soon. White sneakers and the blue jeans. I'm hoping, begging, praying, look into my eyes. Please say it, that I know you will convey it, but I hope you find out real soon. But I hope you find out real soon.
Coming in at number 11, a former number one, Jake Williams, That Summer in You.
Let's go back in time, 95, feel so alive, watching those waves roll. Sunken skin did me in, still feel the sand between my toes. Oh, I never, ever, ever know, I never felt a love so true. Soaking up all the rays back in the days of that summer in you.
All right, John, that is the number 30 through 11. We had three debuts this week.
Yeah.
And three names that are not strangers to this countdown, right?
Yeah, Bubba Wesley is number 30 with Falling Star. Richard Lynch at number 26 with Right Where He Ought to Be. And Jackson Wagner with Rapture.
Yeah, three good ones.
And number 24.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. Before we hit our top 10 of our top 30 countdown, John, you know what's coming.
We're going to talk about this beer we're drinking.
We can. All right. You ready for it? Let's talk about it. We always do the tradition of trying something different. We tried two different beers tonight. We tried a little something-something by Lagunitas, I guess. I don't know. The listeners have to tell us how to say that. L-A-G-U-N-I-T-S. I-T-A-S. I didn't even spell it right.
I don't know.
Lagunitas? Does that sound like we got something sick with us?
Yeah, tendonitis.
It's a little something-something. The indescribable imbibable is what it says. But then we also have, well, first, let's get your rating on that. You like it?
It's a little stout.
Got a good bite to it.
It's got bite,
okay,
yeah.
So if people like the bite, that's something that they could try. And then we're trying one called it's called Founders Brewing.
Hold your ears. Bad word coming up.
It's a Scotch style ale. See how I'm selling it.
Yeah.
And it is a rich caramel notes. It's got a lot of that in it. And malty sweetness. It's called the Dirty Bastard.
You called me what?
That's the name of the beer. So out of the two, what's your favorite?
The Dirty B.
Okay. And I like it a lot, too.
Yeah.
Man, it's got a good flavor.
Yeah. That's got... That first one, a little something's got too much bite.
It's got a little something too much.
Yeah,
it? Yeah. I like the Dirty B. I like to say it better like that.
The old Dirty B.
Yeah. All right, John, before we get into our top 10 of our top 30 countdown, I've got a special.
Special?
I got a special top five for you.
Oh, boy.
This is the top five comedy movies of all time. Yeah. Now you're liking it. I can hear the wheels turning.
Yeah, but what's funny to me, funny to other people.
It's not?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
So when you think of, you know, top comedy movies of all time, thinking of everybody that talks about different movies, what would be a movie you think would be, oh, that's got to be number one?
Number one or in the top five?
Or in the top five.
Let's go with in the top five.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm a Farley fan.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Farley.
Yeah. So I'm hoping something Farley, but probably maybe Tommy Boy.
Okay. All right.
I'm sure I'm going to be disappointed.
So this is a top 25 list.
Okay.
Would there be a number that you'd want to hear from first? And this is on actually a TV channel, imdb.com. So there we go.
Okay. Who finished last?
Who finished last? You're going to like this one probably. Young Frankenstein.
Never heard of it.
Never seen it?
Never.
So the guy that played the dad in Everybody Loves Raymond, he played the Frankenstein in that. And then when Gene Wilder was in it,
okay,
Dr. Frankenstein. So, yeah, you can't go wrong with that. You have to watch that one. That's a good one. Right. So there's your number 25. What's another number you'd like to hear?
15.
15 Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
That's a pretty good movie. Okay. I never even knew anything about that movie till I got married. That's like one of her top favorite movies.
Okay. Just I know this is one of your favorites. Number 22 is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, yeah.
I know you like that one.
Classic.
All right, one more out of the top 25.
Six.
Coming in at number six, The Hangover. Did you see any of those?
Maybe. How many were there?
There were three.
I might have seen maybe the first one.
Okay. The first one was the best. The other two were still funny, but they weren't as funny as the other two were, of course. And this is looking at the list, this is a good one.
Okay.
This is a good one. I want to tell you number 11 because I know Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, that was...
Controversial.
Yeah.
That could be number one controversial.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, are you a Jim Carrey fan?
Yeah.
Ace Ventura?
Yeah.
Okay, that was number 15, number 16 on the list.
Okay.
Yeah, this is one of my favorites, the Step Brothers. Step Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Number 20 on the list. But coming in at number 5 is Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, starring Will Ferrell.
She gets a special cologne. It's called Sex Panther by Odeon. It's illegal in 9 countries. Yep, it's made with bits of real panther, so you know it's good.
It's quite pungent.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, it's a formidable scent. Stings the nostrils. In a good way.
Yeah.
Brian, I'm going to be honest with you. That smells like pure gasoline.
They've done studies, you know. 60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
Are you a Will Ferrell fan?
I am, but I never watched that movie. It seemed too kind of weird to me.
Yeah, and it had a second part. The second part was really strange.
Yeah.
But have a cast of characters in it. Coming in at number four, I think it's kind of weird to be on a comedy list, but Ghostbusters. I love Ghostbusters.
Comedy?
Yeah, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
At number four. Yeah. We ought to be the salesman for that movie.
We should.
Yeah. There's a new Ghostbusters coming out.
Yeah, I seen it last time we went to the movies, I think.
Yeah.
Previews of it.
Yeah. I seen the preview of it last night. I was watching Monday Night Raw. There's my wrestling thing. But they had a awesome commercial. It had Peyton Manning and Eli Manning in it. And they were in the Ghostbusters commercial. And the ghost come out, and he said, Eli Manning said, we need to run. And then Peyton Manning said, we can't run because we're pocket passers. That was kind of funny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was pretty cute. Coming in at number three, Office Space.
Hello, Peter. What's happening? I'm going to need you to go ahead and come in tomorrow. So if you could be here around 9, that would be great. Okay.
You ever see that one?
Never.
No, that was a good one.
Okay. Who was in it?
Pink Floyd. I don't know. I don't know the names. I don't think off the top of my head. But yeah, it was a good movie. There was a kind of a nerdy guy that kept moving him office to office, and finally he's in a basement, and
okay.
I think he's going to burn the place down.
Oh, psycho. Kind of,
yeah, he's a little crazy. All right. Number two, Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Oh, you don't like that one.
No, that's... No.
That came from 1975. That's an old one.
It is an old one.
That's before me.
Yeah. Those movies, them Monty Python movies were just a little bit too weird for me.
Well, maybe number one would be better.
That was number two?
That was number two. Can you believe that?
Oh, God.
Number one. Instead of weirder and weirder or gooder and gooder, number one is Dumb and Dumber.
You know, Lloyd, just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this. And totally redeem yourself!
Okay, I can...
You can stomach that one.
I can, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Just because I see a lot of coworkers come in and go, and they really remind me of Dumb and Dumber. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So then that's a Jim Carrey one that you'd like.
Yeah. What's the other guy's name? Oh, man.
Jeff Daniels.
Yeah.
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 He's a good one.
Yep.
Yeah. So there you go, comedy movies.
Yeah.
Top five. Okay.
Number one was okay.
Okay.
All the rest of them.
You like Ghostbusters?
Yeah, but not as a funny movie.
No. Well, it had some... Bill Murray's funny in it.
Yeah.
So that gives you all sorts of comedy movies to go see, yeah?
It does,
watch on your VHS.
Yeah. I have to go to Granny B's and give me some tapes.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't have many tapes anymore. Have you been in there lately?
I have not.
Yeah, they got one kind of corner that has VHS, and which most of them are Disney, and then everything else is DVDs or video games. All right, John, here we go. We're getting into our top 10 of our top 30 countdown, and coming in at number 10 this week is none other than
Aaron Carter with Chevrolet Vacation, up three spots.
A month to get back together, throw down a sink, some mud, and I roll trucks with my boys from way back home. Still ripping lips, sitting in the stands, bonfires of cold ones in our hands. That's us. That's
We're in the backwoods on some back roads getting lost. We still know the way we want to go. It's how to get there. Well, yeah, it ain't the beach, it's not a Mexico. It's me and some boys on these back roads raising hell and taking our time. A Chevrolet vacation. Been wearing us down. When that paycheck comes around, I'm broke. That's how it is. Yeah, and I'll come home at a 2:30, drunk as hell, getting over you, cause you're gone. Well, yeah, but so am I, yeah. We're in the backwoods on some back roads getting lost, but we still know where we wanna go. It's me and some boys on these back roads raising hell and taking our time. A Chevrolet vacation. A Chevrolet vacation. Small town I'm coming from. It might be a Friday night, touchdown run. It might be a home run hit. Hell, there's another one. It might be the homecoming queen in the backseat of my truck. In the backwoods on some back roads getting lost, but we still know where we want to go. It's how to get there. Well, yeah, I know it ain't the beach, it's not a Mexico. It's me and some boys on these back roads raising hell and taking our time. A Chevrolet vacation.
There we go. Aaron Carter cracks the top 10, coming in at number 10 with Chevrolet Vacation.
He's creeping.
Yeah, yeah. He's trucking along, right?
Yeah, in a Chevrolet.
That's right. I like Chevy. You don't drive a Chevy right now, but do you like Chevy?
It's a GM, so yeah.
Okay, good, good.
No, they're all made by the same people.
Okay, great. I'm glad you're a Chevy fan. Some people are Ford only, Chevy only, Dodge only.
Yeah.
I drive a Hummer, we drive a Jeep, and we drive a Chevy truck, so we don't care, really. Just give us and we had a Ford F-150.
Yeah.
Yeah, so give us whatever. We'll drive it. But right now, we're driving up to number 9. And coming in at number 9 this week is...
Undeniable by Brandy Beelen.
Feeling.
right, that's number nine, Brandi Beelen with Undeniable. A fantastic song. John, moving up three spots, that's a big mover.
It is, yeah.
And she's got a great voice.
We went from twos to threes.
That's right.
And yes, she does have a great voice.
Yeah. So now we're moving up to number eight. And coming in at number eight this week, is it moving up three spots also?
It is.
Okay, tell us who it is.
Knee Deep in the River by Evie Mae Lasher.
Right now I can't think about nothing else. You're looking so good, baby, I can't even trust myself. And I'll admit it, any minute I can fall into somewhere I ain't ever felt. What am I doing just sitting here? And I could be kissing you over there. This is gonna go. Probably shouldn't be doing it, but baby, we both know. When you want something so bad, it's gonna happen. It's just a matter of time.
Has a fantastic song there, Knee Deep in the River, moving up three spots to number eight.
That's about as far as I go.
Knee Deep?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want you to drown.
No, I'm not a swimmer.
We need you to run that new soundboard coming up.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
There we go. I thought I forgot about that.
Hopefully you don't throw it in the floor.
No, I won't do that.
No? Well, hopefully it don't aggravate you.
I might throw myself on the floor and throw a tantrum.
We don't want that. But what we do want to do, we want to move up to lucky number seven. And he's going to love this lucky number seven. Number seven is
Andrew Dean with Swingtown. Guess what?
Yeah?
Up three spots.
Downtown, it's a swing town where that country sound can be found. Let's all gather round that swing sound. Come on, baby, take a little chance on me. Swing around the floor now, one, two, three. Well, it's in Austin, it's in Houston,
Tone, all across the USA, all around the world. Go grab a girl. Come on, baby, take a little chance with me. Spin around the floor now, one, two, three. Take you, let it have you, let it move your two left feet, move across the floor, having fun for sure. Come on, baby, take a little chance with me, spin around the floor now, one, two, three. Time to go now, and I know somehow, without a doubt, we'll come back. One more spin around this swing town. Come on, baby, take a little chance with me. Spin around the floor now, one, two, three. Time to go now, I know somehow. One more spin around this swing town. Come on, baby, take a little chance with me. Spin around the floor now, one, two, three.
All right, that was Andrew Dean, Swing Town. As you say, moving up three, trio.
Tree. Yeah, tree.
Tree. Moving up three spots, Swing Town, with our friend Andrew Dean.
Great guy.
Yeah, he is. He's fantastic, and he's got a... He's how old do you think he is? In his 20s? He seems like he acts like he is anyway, right?
Well, I think he's old enough to go into a bar.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And maybe do a little Swing Town.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a nice little dance song going on there. Coming in at number six is
John Bergeron with Please Make a Deposit into My Account.
The baby's crying, my woman said she's had a fill. I'm tired of lying about all these unpaid bills. I've run out of answers, you know I'm no dancer, just a tired romancer trying to see through what he's taking on. So Jesus, won't you make a deposit while the money straight to my account? And Jesus, please make a deposit. It's hard to believe when you're this down. Banker's calling, he said this will be the last time. Soon he'll be hauling my car on down the line. It's not he don't have feeling, but the money's more appealing. And I'm staring at the ceiling, I just don't know what. Please make a deposit. Send the money straight to my account. Jesus, please make a deposit. It's hard to believe when you're this down and out. It's hard to believe. This down and out.
All right, that was number six, John Bergeron, Please Make a Deposit, moving up three spots. You're a new fan of John Bergeron.
John Bergeron.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. We appreciate him sending in his music. You know, there's quite a few people out there, maybe some artists that are listening today that are interested in sending in their music. John, in order to send in their music and submit it, they have to send in a song, original song only, please, an MP3 format to NightOwlCB.
One.
That's the number.
One.
At yahoo.com. That's right. And also send a promo pic, please. That'd be wonderful. We move into our top five of our top 30 countdown, and coming in at number five this week is
Love Heals by Peyton Riley.
Been cast away, misunderstood. Never felt the way a child should. His days alone turned into years. Have no place to call home. When I'm scared, there's no arms to hold. When tears pour out, I wipe them on my own. Dear God, if you hear, simple prayer. I want a family, someone to love me, no matter where I've been or what I've done. There's no greater feeling than overcoming demons, knowing there's a place where I belong. Take me just as I am. Dear God, if you hear, will you answer a simple prayer? I want a family, someone to love me, no matter. Common demons, knowing there's a place where I belong. Home. I hope you find me before I quit. Show me mercy when I throw up.
John, that song's starting to move down the list just a little bit, but that's just part of the countdown, right? They can't stay up the top forever.
That automatically means you need to send in more music.
That's right. That's right. And I know that she has one
in the chamber.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and I got the ratings from that, and I can give a sneak peek. It's coming next week.
So
yeah, so look for Peyton Riley to hit. She'll be going out and coming in at the same time. She'll end up running into herself.
Well, she might get hurt.
She's young though.
Well, it don't matter how young or old you are. If you run into yourself, you're still gonna get hurt.
I guess so. John, that's our number five for the week, and coming in at number four,
Ride by Nicole Shortland, up three spots.
You make me shy, boy, and I haven't felt this lucky in a while. How when you smile, boy, you make my head spin round and round. Oh, we're only getting older, nights are getting colder, looking for someone to hold me down. So just put in your application, 5 to 7 days.
Had a lot of movers up three spots, and this one did the same thing. Number four, Nicole Shortland with Ride. Man, we've had a lot of three bangers, I think, from 10 all the way up until now.
Yeah,
till number four, all of them moved up three spots.
Yep.
That's big movers. Yeah,
it is.
And now we move to number three, which don't move up quite as much, but they moved up into the top three, and that is
The Chosen One by Don Ricks.
Baltimore beauty queen, fearless and free, tattooed bare shoulder of feathers and a rosary. Perfume lace leather, black painted fingertips.
fingertips, blondest hair, bluest of eyes, sweet cinnamon gloss lips. She could rev a man's engine, leave him in the dust, they'd say. Circle round, give an angel wink, then hit the highway. Saddled up and ready to ride, chap covered legs, fringe down the side, full of sass, a lot of badass. She was the chosen one. She spoke soft as an angel, words outlaw, strong and bold. Never settle, do you, babe's best advice she ever told. Her sister's secret keeper, heaven sent, hell bound. She'd say, set him up, hun, it's time for one more round. She could rev a man's engine, leave him in the dust, they'd say. Circle round, give an angel wink, then hit the highway. Saddled up and ready to ride, chap covered legs, fringe down the side, full of sass, a lot of badass. She was the chosen one. I miss her daily wake up call, she never missed a day. Till the phone stopped ringing that one morning in May. I hear her say, pinky swear and promise, love you more than you'll ever know. Well, cheers to you, babes, for living your best life, doing it your own way. She could rev a man's engine, leave him in the dust, they'd say. Circle round, give an angel wink, then hit the high. Never forgotten, she was the chosen one. Crank up some Stevie Nicks for the chosen one.
All right, John, that's our lifetime achievement winner, Don Ricks. Moving up a couple spots to that coveted number three spot.
Yeah. She's just an all-around good person.
She is.
Yeah.
And hell of a voice.
I mean, we don't pick favorites here, but she is just a nice person. That's all you can say about her.
She is.
I mean, you can say other things, but it's all positive, but she is a great person.
And you know, she did a video. I don't know if you remember this, but she did a video. It's been... maybe a little bit before Christmas. Oh, it may have been before the award show, actually. Where she was just kind of telling the artist, hey, there may be an award show that isn't treating you quite right. And I want to let you know that you're doing the right thing. Keep going.
Yeah, she's a...
She's kind of the mom for Who's Who. Is that weird to say?
No. No. But yeah, I can feel what you're saying. But yeah, she... She's definitely a motivationalist, maybe.
Man, that was a gigantic word.
Yeah, something I really don't like.
Casey's going to be impressed with
that
one.
Yeah, I might get a drum roll out of that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's there to pump you up.
Yeah, she is a fantastic person. Congratulations, Don Ricks, at hitting number three on the top 30 countdown. And now we go to the bridesmaid spot, hitting number two this week. Moving up one spot is...
Okay, Caitlin Croker with You're the Hero. Up one spot.
I'll never get used to the sight of you leaving. I'll never get used to missing your feeling. Yeah, the war rages on every moment you're gone. If you're gonna save the world, can you save my heart too? Even though bullets are ricochet, doesn't mean we're bulletproof. When you're flying through the sky,
doesn't mean we're bulletproof.
Okay, that was number two, Caitlin Crocker with You're the Hero, moving up one spot. John, you're my hero.
I don't know why.
Because you always love my top fives in our top 30 countdown. Just the independent artists, yeah, not my actual top
five. Peyton Riley, Nicole Shortland, Don Ricks, Caitlin Crocker.
Yeah.
And
coming in at number one this week is
Hannah McFarland and Hannah Smith with R.I.P.
Taking time to say goodbye, but you said nothing. No final words, it's kind of like you died or something. Now you come crawling back out of a grave dug on your own. Can't you be the kind of ghost to just leave well enough alone? 'Cause I was well on my way to get in. You find a better place. There ain't an easy way to say it, but you left 6 feet of space you ain't even tall enough to lay in. And I heard it all, and I heard all the things you never said. And when I tried to make amends, you left me seeing red. 'Cause I was well on my way to getting over you. Must have heard that I might be seeing some. I was well on my way to getting over you. Must have heard that I might be seeing someone new. So you came back from the dead to drag me down with you again. You just had to resurrect. You couldn't let things lie instead. I wish you love, wish you the best, and you've got all my sympathy. But most of taking time to say goodbye, but you said nothing. I got no final words. It's like you're dead to me or something.
All right, they did it. The twosome did a twofer. They doubled up and they hit number one 2 weeks in a row. The Hannahs, you call them. Hannah the Smith,
yes.
And Hannah McFarland at R.I.P. Hannah McFarland, this is her second number one, and I believe her other number one, The Bed I Made, also was on countdown and hit number one 2 or 3 weeks also.
You should be happy right now, Hannah. Actually, both of you.
I bet she's on cloud nine.
Yeah.
Heading for 10.
Not the cloud that makes you R.I.P. But...
No. No, but that what a fantastic song. Man, they have great voices, and they mix together very well. And that is a great way to end our countdown with our number one, Hannah Smith and Hannah McFarland. John, you got anything to tell everybody this week? We're getting kind of close to Easter, yeah?
It's the end of the month, right?
Oh, even better, my birthday's on the 16th.
Yeah? You know what that means?
We have a show on the 16th.
Yeah. Everybody go make sure on the 16th you wish Matt a happy 50th birthday.
Whoa, I'm not 50 just yet.
Close enough.
I'm close.
Yeah.
I'm close. It's a good thing we brought in these, the youth people would come in. Yeah.
Youth group? Take care of you? Yeah. I understand.
Yeah, the young nurses. Yeah. They come in to take care of us. It's a good thing we brought in Brandon and Kendall to help take care of us as we move along the way.
You'll be in your 50s like me.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to be taking a couple weeks off, John.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a stomach surgery that I've been needing for a few years now. I'm finally getting that done. Tim's also taking a surgery, so he's doing a knee replacement. So remember a couple of night owls in prayer as you go to sleep tonight. All right. Well, John, let's tell everybody if you don't have anything to do tomorrow night, March 16th, join Night Owl Country Band as we celebrate our party for our song release party for Somewhere in the Country.
Yeah, at the barn.
At the barn. Mike's Dance Barn. It starts at 7 o'clock. Join us there. We'd love to have anybody and everybody that would like to join us. John, that we call it a pure benefit. So it only costs
$10.
That's right, $10 to get in, and that $10 goes to
Mother Cupboards.
Yeah, in Nashville, Indiana, and that helps feed some of the folks there in Nashville, Indiana. So we're trying to do our part for another community as we reach out.
Great thing.
Yeah,
they help the needy people. So
that's
right. Anybody that can help them's top notch in my book.
That's right. That's right. We thank you for listening to our Top 30 Countdown, and if we don't see you Saturday night, March 16th, we'll see you next week. Well, one of us will, maybe.
Maybe one. Me and Don Ricks.
That's right. That's right. All right, until then.
Outlaws never die.
See you soon.
Somewhere there's a barn with an American flag, red, white, and blue hanging high in the rafters. Somewhere there's a Ford on a country road with a gravel and the red dirt following after. Somewhere there's a guy and a gal kissing and a hugging down by the river. Somewhere in the country, where the campfire's warm and the Daisy Dukes are high and tight, where the cornbread's baking, bush lights sitting on ice. We make love on a back road or a Piggly Wiggly parking lot, where we frog get cow tip, deer hunt, crawdad bull. I am a red, white, and blue God-fearing son of a gun. We are somewhere, yeah, in the country. Somewhere there's a church with a beautiful steeple, singing hymns with my family and all of God's people. Somewhere there's a rock with my last name sitting in the middle of the graveyard. Somewhere in the country, where the campfire's warm and the Daisy Dukes are high and tight, where the cornbread's baking, bush lights sitting on ice. We make love on a back door Kentucky Bucky's parking lot, where we frog get cow tip, deer hunt, crawdad boil. I am a red, white, and blue God-fearing son of a gun. We are somewhere, yeah, in the country. Where the campfire's warm and the Daisy Dukes are high and tight,
where the cornbread's baking, bush lights hitting on ice. We make love on a back door 7-Eleven parking lot, where we frog get cow tip, deer hunt, crawdad bull. I am a red, white, and blue God-fearing son of a gun. We are somewhere.
Oh yeah.
In the country.